Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back.
Oh, we're starting?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Wow. It's like she's absent. It's just where it is today.
Okay.
How are you guys?
Well, I mean, we should probably say welcome back to
But It Haunted. Oh, welcome back to But It Haunted.
We're off to a good start today.
Episode 13. Lucky 13. Hey.
It's 13? Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that many.
No, it doesn't. That's crazy. That's 3 months of...
hard work and dedication.
By myself.
Oh. I didn't know we weren't here.
Anyway, I'm okay. I have a headache. How are you?
Me?
Yep.
Good. Not really. I had a bad day.
Yeah.
How are you?
Dying.
Kayla's her period.
All right.
Kayla's on the rag. Kayla's having women problems.
All right. Thank you.
But it's haunted in her pants.
If we could just get her, like, some Nidol and a warm cup of tea.
I'm really sweating right now.
Why?
Do you have menopause?
Yeah, at 24.
Oh my god.
It's possible.
Kayla, come on. Everyone knows that you're 43. Anyway.
It's because I acted.
You guys, I'm very excited because Katie cooked a really nice dinner and we haven't eaten it yet, but I'm really excited.
I made a nice dinner.
It smells bomb.
I made ribs and mac and cheese. And cornbread.
Look at you.
I know. It was hard work. Not really.
Slaved over a stove.
I did.
I wasn't saying you didn't. Oh. I said you did.
Come it's on. From scratch. I even made the pasta.
I made the pastries.
You bought the pastries.
You didn't make the pasta.
Boiled it.
Yeah, but you didn't make it.
And no.
You also didn't go kill the pig and cut it up to make the fucking ribs.
Ribs are not from a pig.
They're pork.
Pork.
Oh, I thought they were beef.
No. I think there are beef ribs, but no.
Oh.
Nope, those are pork ribs.
I don't want them anymore.
I
don't really like pork.
You eat ribs all the time.
I really don't. I can't remember the last time I had ribs.
You've eaten ribs many of times.
Just eat your cornbread and your mac and cheese.
What do you think spare ribs are? And pork fried rice? You're eating pork.
Oh. Well, I knew that.
I don't think you did.
But I thought they were I don't fucking know. Whatever.
You like bacon.
I like bacon and sausage and ham.
Which is...
But
I
don't
like... two of the three.
They're all pork.
Sausage?
Sausage is pork. But I'm the idiot.
Some sausage is not pork.
Most sausage is pork.
And I'd rather eat fucking...
Italian sausages or pork?
I would have never
known rather eat ribs than sausages, because the sausages is like the assholes and stuff.
Right, yeah, it's like all like tossed into like a...
I like sausages. Casing. I don't like pork chops, really. I don't like pork loin. I don't like that my cat's being an asshole today.
Today?
For the past 4 days.
What is
she
doing?
She's bad. She's being bad.
Really? It's because you made her leave the apartment.
It is, I know. She's mad. Anyway, let's tell them where we went. We went to...
Connecticut! So,
The plan...
was to go to Fairfield Hills.
State Hospital. Which used to be an insane asylum for the criminally insane.
Honestly... the lady that we saw there was criminally insane.
Oh my god.
I know.
What the fuck was that?
Plot twist. It's one of our listeners. She was having like a weird photo shoot in a cloak with crosses on it. And then she randomly started like growling. And
yeah.
It was really, and they had
a tripod.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird. However, upon arrival.
Well, I was really excited to go here.
The buildings are really cool.
Right.
Like, I was
everything
really
about
excited.
It was really cool. But we got there, and it's now some of the buildings are used by the town for, like, a town hall and
like
municipal
buildings.
And there's a security guard. And
There was quite a few abandoned buildings.
Most of them are. They're opening a brewery in one of the buildings.
Right.
The brewery name was kind of cool, too. I don't remember what it was, though.
It was New Salem. Yeah. New Salem Brewery.
Brewery.
But I was really upset when we, like, pulled in and saw...
Realized that we weren't
there. There was, like, so many people there.
Yeah.
I was really upset when I saw somebody's gas thing connected to the front of my car.
I'm dead. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Well... How about we rewind?
Oh, yeah.
So, we're on the fucking highway. And all of a sudden, Kayla runs something over.
The guy in front of me's car dropped something randomly.
Yeah, his car was, like, falling apart.
Yeah, like, there was, like, pieces
of it. Well, whatever it was, you ran it over. It was his fucking gas line or something.
Yeah, it was, like, a tube.
And it, like, got lodged in the front of my vehicle.
We thought it came from her car, so I put it in the trunk.
And it started to smell really bad, but we didn't know that the smell was coming from that. So we kept stopping to check the car until I finally grabbed the pipe and sniffed it. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then the smell went away.
And then the smell went away. So we couldn't investigate there, which was...
We could have given ourselves carbon monoxide poisoning by keeping it in the car.
Which was pretty sad.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
But we did get a few cool pictures. So we'll post them.
I did.
We did get a few cool pictures.
Maggie's walk to get the picture.
Oh my God.
The best thing I've ever
seen.
Why?
Because, like, we turned around and all of a sudden you were 50 feet right, like, backing up slowly with your camera. Like, it was just funny.
I wanted to get the whole thing with the flag. It just looked cool.
So,
no, your pictures came out.
I mean, maybe we can get permission to be there at night sometime.
Yeah.
I could probably call.
Look into it. But I would never drive that far again if we didn't have permission.
Right. No, yeah, that was ridiculous.
Well, we'll get to why. So, since we made the journey, we had to find somewhere else to go. So, we found a cemetery.
Well, we first found two cemeteries.
We did.
But I couldn't find, like, any information on them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just said, oh, they're haunted, but there was nothing about them at all.
Yeah. So, then we ended up finding this other cemetery that we were able to get information on, which was called
the Great Hill Cemetery.
Yeah,
the cemetery was pretty cool. Like, it was interesting because they had the old stones, like, pushed back, and then, like, the newer stones, like, were towards the front off that, like, hill.
Right.
Yeah, Great Hill Cemetery on Cemetery Road.
Yep. It was I guess there's an actual address, which we couldn't find, but I found it upon research.
So, just to talk about the hospital a little bit, not that we got to investigate, but people have heard disembodied voices, probably of the patients. Visitors to the grounds have reported seeing people dressed in white, and they believe that these apparitions are of former employees and patients of the hospital. I guess its treatments were considered cruel and inhumane. They did psychosurgery, hydrotherapy, electric shock therapy, unauthorized frontal lobotomies.
I feel like they did the same things.
Pretty much.
Danvers, too. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot
just
of
the older, time.
Yeah.
That's how they knew how to deal with it,
you know what I mean?
Right. There were several suicides and mysterious deaths that occurred. Stories of cruelty and abuse were rampant during the hospital's operation.
Yeah, I read a lot of
I read that thing about... I forget what it said. The person's grandfather was a patient there. And they did, like, electroshock therapy on him, and he, like, suffered. And
he didn't even, like, need it.
Yeah.
I feel like back then you just got sent there.
Just because. It was a campus-like facility, kind of like Medfield.
Just not as many buildings.
Yeah. And it was designed...
Well, was there as many buildings before? Because it was, like, a big space. It just seemed like some of the buildings were being used now.
No, it only had 16 buildings. Okay. Medfield had, like, 60.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, right there so it was now probably is, like, 35. Yeah. So.
The hospital had 16 buildings in total and 670 acres of land around them, and it consisted mostly of forest and large meadows. The first patient was received in the hospital on the 1st of June, 1933. Originally, there were less than 500 patients and three doctors, and by the late 60s, it had more than 4,000 patients, 50 nurses, 20 doctors, and 100 more employees.
How did they deal with all these people? That's crazy.
And it was closed in December of 1995, and most of the patients were transferred to the Connecticut Valley Hospital. And the institution is now owned by the state.
Right.
So.
Which shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like for them to not get rid of some of those buildings.
They're really, I don't want to say they're nice, but, like, they're really cool.
What I like about that place is...
Their windows aren't boarded?
Right. With Medfield, everything's boarded up. With this place, even though we didn't really, like, poke around much...
Yeah, the windows aren't boarded up.
Nothing is boarded up.
Right. But Medfield was built...
Way before
40
that.
Years before. So the older buildings, probably more... Like, the asbestos and all that's probably just more
Well, you can also dangerous. Figure that Medfield is, like, a place that you can walk around. Like,
you can walk around there, too.
You can, but, like, I just feel like people aren't trying to get in there because
right, they because have other buildings there. Right, because it's in use. Medfield, there's no buildings that are in use.
Yeah, so.
And Medfield, I think, is a little bit more popular just because more stuff has been filmed there.
There was something filmed here, though.
Yeah, an MTV show.
Which I want to look it up, but really? I couldn't find it.
It was called Scare or Fear. Or
MTV
something
Fear,
like that.
Something. Like an episode of it.
Yeah. So we didn't get to investigate.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if we called
and ask,
they might let us.
Especially if there's a security guard there.
And especially, we're not, like, going to break into the buildings or anything
we've
like that.
Never,
we just want to walk
We've
around
never
the
broken into anything before.
No.
We just want to go and see if we experience anything.
Right.
That's really the only reason that we do this stuff. We don't want to fucking damage anything.
Well, so we're going to try to get permission and see if we can go there sometime.
Yeah, probably not anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cool place, regardless.
It was really cool. So, we ended up at the cemetery.
In Seymour, Connecticut.
Seymour, Connecticut. Great Hill Cemetery, located on Cemetery Road. And it dates back to the 18th century, and it's still in use today.
Which shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like two different cemeteries.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, that drop really divides it.
It's located in a section of woods known as Great Hill.
Definitely located in the woods.
Yeah. The cemetery is well known to locals as Hookman's Cemetery due to a local urban legend associated with it. It was supposedly deemed haunted by Ed and Lorraine Warren, and they said that the site is filled with demonic evil. Some have claimed that photographs taken there show ectoplasmic mist and other strange phenomenon associated with psychic photography. So the Hookman... It's a local urban legend, and there are three different versions of the legend.
Yep.
The first one is he was a cemetery caretaker who had a hook in place of his hand, and he murdered a young boy when he stayed in the cemetery after dark. The boy was found impaled and dangling from a large hook attached to a tree the next day, which, hook. The second version is a man with the last name Hookman was wrongfully accused of a crime and hanged from a tree at this site. And then the third version is a young couple.
There's four.
Oh, no, there's three.
No, there's four.
Oh.
Yeah, there's.
Okay. Well, a young couple parked by the cemetery one night when the girl thought she heard something outside. The boyfriend got out of the car to investigate. When he didn't come back, the girlfriend also got out of the car, only to find her boyfriend's dead body hanging from a hook in the trees.
For some reason, I feel like that's something
like, this is like the
right,
third
this,
time.
It's, well, it says this last story is a very common urban legend and not unique to the cemetery. But all three versions have been circulating in the area since the 50s.
And that last, there is a fourth
There
one.
Is also a local legend about a house that once stood near the cemetery. And supposedly there was a family who lived in the house, and the young son murdered the whole family and then killed himself.
Oh, there's also another one, sorry.
Former cemetery caretaker who had a hook for a hand, he is said to have hanged himself from a nearby tree.
So there's like a bunch of...
And those who parked under said tree would hear his hook scraping along the car's roof. Records at Derby Historical Society show that a small caretaker's house did once exist on the grounds. And this may have inspired some of the legends. And then the third version is probably another version of the classic Hookman legend that originated in Maine in the 20s.
Yeah, where the boyfriend was hung by the guy or whatever.
Right. So it's kind of like I know what you did last summer, too.
Right. What I want to know is how there was a house on that property. Well, you guys didn't walk through it.
Yeah, so but you got to figure way back then all those new stones weren't there.
True.
I'm not even talking about that. The whole thing was a hill. There was no flat ground for enough for a house.
Yeah, but back then they just built on anything. I mean, a small house really you could have put.
But you guys didn't even walk through it. Like, once you got back there, it dropped down like this again at the back.
Really? Right? But they said a small house. There was that point right there where there was.
True. It could have been on the bottom there.
Yeah.
But, and then the other thing, it says if you park next to the tree that he was
hanged. I know. Where were you parking? There is no parking. And where
which
you could,
we'll get to that too.
Where you could pull off, there was no tree right there. So I don't really know.
I mean, I saw two trees that possibly could have been the
trees. But so yeah, parking.
You got pictures of two of them though, right? Two of the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have pictures. Yeah. So it's on a windy road.
Yeah, it is.
Like a really windy road, yeah. And it's very hilly.
Yeah, it's a great hill.
There's no house anywhere.
No house.
Probably like a mile.
Or more, yeah. There is one pull-off up the road.
But that's also on a dangerous curve.
Very dangerous. Someone was parked there. We don't know why.
Yeah, like, I wonder where that guy was.
No idea.
And then, it's not like there's a trail there.
I mean, there might have been, but...
It didn't look it.
It didn't look like there was a trail.
You can pull off next to the cemetery, but, like, you're doing that at your own risk because you are sticking kind of out in the road and it's right on a dangerous curve.
Literally at your own risk.
So, we decided to pull off there. So
but we pulled off facing down.
Yeah.
So we were facing down, but on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, so we could see if anyone was coming.
Too, so they could see the car.
Yeah. So we sat there we were literally there for...
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we were there for like 10 and a car drove by.
Right. So we were going to... figuring out if me and Maggie were going to go in and Kayla stayed with the car, or like who was staying with the car and who was going in. We were going to take turns because somebody had to stay with the car just because of where it was parked. So we were kind of figuring it out, getting our stuff together, and a car drove by.
And it was a Subaru.
It was a Subaru.
And we have a song about it.
We won't be playing that. and it kind of slowed down, and then literally... I think Maggie said, or Kayla.
No, I said, I said they're going to call the cops.
Yeah, you were like, the cops are going to show up now. So we're like, whatever, we're sitting there. So as we're sitting there, I noticed in the woods.
Well, more stuff happened before this. So when we first
pulled up. I did have the spirit box on.
There was like really, really, really heavy footsteps.
In the cemetery.
Like, bad. Like, I heard, like, the leaves crunching and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla, so I write and everything down heard, as it's happening.
You said you heard, like, you thought someone was in the cemetery.
Yeah.
You're like, are there kids in there?
Right. Well, I thought I heard kids, yeah.
So I write everything down as, like, it happens as best that I can.
Which,
so the first thing I said was footsteps. Within the first 5 minutes of us
not even,
there,
yeah, we heard the footsteps.
Like, okay, maybe like 2 minutes.
It wouldn't have been that unusual if people were in there, because it is...
But there was nobody around.
No, I know.
Yeah, like there was no
So at first I didn't think anything of it, and then I did.
So then Kayla heard children talking, so she was like...
You were shining the flashlight.
Well, she said, do you have the flashlight? When I pulled the flashlight out of the bag, it was on.
Right.
Which was weird.
And
you shine the light and there was nothing.
There was more, like, really, really heavy footsteps, leaves crunching.
Mm-hmm.
We heard humming, like a swishing or blowing or whispering
like a
sound. Moaning.
Yeah, moaning. Yeah. I heard moaning from the cemetery and on the opposite side.
And you heard, or I don't think I heard it, but. The sound of something scraping against a tree.
No, it was like it was scraping against a stone.
Oh, I thought you said a tree.
No, like it was scraping against a stone, like somebody was scraping something against a stone.
And then... something...
That pause, though.
Something walked out of the trees on the opposite side. I'll let you explain this.
I, for some reason, was staring straight ahead into the woods. And there was, like, that clearing. There was, like, a tree, a big tree, and then there was two really skinny trees, and then there was a clearing. And right right in between. And I couldn't...
My high beams were, like, flashing on that area, too.
Well, your high beams weren't on at that point.
Or, no, my regular lights, whatever.
I couldn't take my eyes off it for some reason. And then I saw two eyes and a head. And I started freaking out. And I was like, did you see that? And nobody saw it. So I'm like, okay. Then I feel like that's when you started looking in the clearing with me.
Yeah.
And after I saw it, I really couldn't take my eyes off, like, that spot. And then I started screaming. I was like, there it is, and you saw it.
I did.
And Kayla...
When I saw it, it looked like a faceless figure.
With two glowing eyes.
I didn't see glowing eyes.
Well, I saw the eyes.
So maybe I saw it when it was facing the opposite way.
It had two glowing eyes. It didn't have any other features. It was human-sized, like height-wise, average man. And then you put the high beams on, and it turned around.
I didn't
you
see it
saw
at
it
all.
Turn around.
I did.
It, like, quickly turned around.
That's when
human-like. It wasn't an animal. It was
didn't really know where to look at that point, though, either.
Right. It wasn't an animal.
It wasn't an animal. It wasn't on the ground. It was
standing, like, on two legs. And the way it turned was, like if a human was turning around.
Quickly,
though. To get away from somebody. And then about 2 minutes after that...
Well, that happened, and then something stomped next to the
bus. Yeah.
Right next to your door. Yep.
And then, so I was still focused on that spot, like, I didn't want to look away. And then the Newtown police showed up.
Yep.
So
the person in the Subaru called the police, told them that we were sitting there.
I don't know why this cop freaked me out more than the other one.
I thought he was really nice.
He was super nice. I don't like out-of-state cops. They freak me out.
Well,
the other one, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I feel like Connecticut's different.
So he pulls up, asks what we're doing, and we told him. And I don't think he believed us at first.
Well, he asked us what the name of the show was, and I was like, but it's haunted. And, like, you guys had your t-shirt on.
I had my shirt on. I'm like, sir, why would I have the shirt just for fun?
Right.
So he kind of just explained, like, someone called, said that someone
we were
was
sitting
here.
And it's... Took our IDs.
Trespassing after dark.
Yeah. So then he informed us that everywhere...
So what is a little annoying to me about the situation is that we technically were not trespassing. That was not a private road. It was technically a public road. So
and
I could have just been broken down.
Right. We weren't in the cemetery at that point, thank God.
Yeah, I don't know how that would have gone.
Well, he did say that... First-time offenders, he doesn't give tickets.
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, he was nice, but it was just, we weren't trespassing. Like,
he informed us that all cemeteries in the state of Connecticut...
I think he said all places.
Yeah, like all, like...
Well,
he said state,
he said
parks,
state
too.
Park cemeteries. Oh, right. Like, anything public like that is closed at sunset. So we had only been to Connecticut that one other time, and we got permission...
For Guntown.
We only went that once? I thought we went twice.
No, but we also went to the other cemeteries, and we couldn't get permission for...
And then we snuck by Ed and Lorraine Warren's
house. Right. We trespassed, so we really weren't first-time offenders. but we had permission to be in Guntown.
Right.
And we didn't go to Union Cemetery because we couldn't get permission, so I didn't really know.
But this one, I found it
there was
so
no
quick,
sign.
There was no sign of what the cemetery was even called. There was nothing.
Right, there was no posted times, there was nothing. And not all cemeteries are, some of them are privately owned, so you don't, the sunset rule doesn't apply.
I feel like we would have been fine had I not been parked where I was parked.
Probably.
But there was nowhere else to go.
Like, Gilson is privately owned, that's why there's no posted sign. You can be there at any time.
Yeah,
right.
So I didn't really know, whatever. So, yeah, so we didn't really know, and we found it on a whim. We found it really quickly. We didn't have time to properly... I mean, we didn't really properly investigate Fairfield either. We should have.
Well, I mean, no.
Before driving 3.5 hours.
I looked so much stuff up.
And it didn't say anything.
It did, but I didn't think it was to that extent.
Right,
because
how...
I thought they were separated.
Right, yeah. But it's not. So,
it's like you have
an abandoned building, and then you can go to town hall right next to
it. Right, yeah, it was weird.
The whole setup is weird.
Well,
it is cool.
We planned to investigate the cemetery and then go back to the
hospital.
But we were like, we already got talked to.
Yeah, we were going to check out the hospital to see.
If I got the plates run again, we probably would have either got a ticket or God only knows what else.
So we didn't. We left and we went to Medfield. Stopped at Medfield on our way home.
Medfield never disappoints.
Never disappoints.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Zombie there.
So.
Oh, wait. We didn't tell them the most important part of us leaving Connecticut.
What?
You gotta tell them what you saw.
What did I see?
You saw.
I saw a real hobo.
Oh my god.
A real hobo. A real hobo with a bandana bag on a stick.
So this is exactly how this went. She goes, it's a genuine hobo. And I'm just like, what? What is a genuine hobo? And she's like, he has a bandana bag on a stick. Did you just see that?
I was so excited. He was like walking by train tracks. It was the greatest day of my life.
A genuine hobo.
Like, I suspect he had beans in his bandana bag. And I was really...
What the fuck happened to you?
I was really...
She's growling.
I growled. I was really excited. Anyway.
But wait, the even better part was our dinner.
Well, no, we'll get to that. Okay. Oh, no, we can talk about...
I feel like we should talk about Erie Eats right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about that now.
And then we can talk about Medfield after.
Okay.
So, welcome to Erie Eats. I don't have a joke for you guys this week, but you
we forgot
last
word of the week, too.
Yeah, guys.
That's the worst.
Do we have any crackers? Say no. So we're crack-a-lackin'. Anyway, so...
Oh, my fucking god. You need to add, like, 3 minutes of crickets there.
I need to add 3 minutes of me killing Kayla.
I need 3 minutes of my life added back.
Yeah. All right, guys. Anyway. It wasn't that bad.
So
we went to...
Well,
we went to Kayla's car. We did. We had dinner in my car.
From?
The Dew Drop-In.
Get it? Do drop in, but it was
I didn't get it. It took me like three minutes.
That's another
and then
three
goes,
minutes.
She goes, oh, do, like D-O.
Yeah. So supposedly, I found this place.
The menu looked great.
The menu did look great. And supposedly, so the area?
Sketchy.
Yeah.
So on our way to the cemetery...
Mm-hmm.
You just like, hey, that's where we're eating.
And we all looked at it like, what?
Yeah, so there wasn't a whole lot of options, and this place had, like, amazing reviews. Supposedly they have the best chicken wings in Connecticut, the best food, the best burgers, blah, blah, blah. So you drive by, it's literally a shack.
On a corner.
Literal, which, honestly, I'm not going to bullshit you. Like, sometimes, shack. Sometimes hole-in-the-walls are really good.
I'm not saying they're not. They had about 4 parking spots.
Literally, 4.
And they were awful.
Yeah, and then they had a security guard at the door.
Yeah.
I know.
That was weird.
He ID'd me, too.
Well, now I kind of understand because of how sketchy the area is. I'd probably have somebody post it.
Yeah,
at the
I guess.
And it is a bar. But anyway. So we got food to go.
Yeah, so majorly disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of pricey, too, for, like, how bad the food was.
Yeah. It was regular.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Regularly priced.
I mean, the burgers were
talking about the wings. Like, those wings were expensive.
Yeah, we didn't even eat them.
We didn't, but
so we don't know how good they were. If they're as good as they say.
I will say that the wings did look good when I walked in to pick up the food, but.
I think it was moderately priced. It was... Price similar to the Great Lost Bear, and that place sucked.
That was awful.
We got mac and cheese bites.
We got mac and cheese bites.
Which looked like Market Basket chicken nuggets.
They looked like Tyson nuggets.
Yeah, but I think they were all right. They were beer battered.
They were all right. I didn't even, like, I thought
they were
awful.
Okay. They were beer battered, I think.
I didn't think the food was that bad.
Oh, I hated it. The mac and cheese bites were the best part for me.
My burger was decent, and I actually had a decent salad.
Yeah, but it was weird that they put the salad in the same container as the burger.
All right, wait. So, Maggie, what did you get?
I think I got the rodeo burger.
Well, no, we have to start with the mac and cheese bites. So they were beer battered. And they had bacon in them as well.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah. It came with
sriracha sauce. I didn't have bacon in mine.
You could taste the bacon, but you couldn't feel the bacon.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder.
I think they were just frozen. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they were fresh.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
they were all shaped the same.
Burgers too.
No, the burgers were not.
Really?
You could tell. They weren't.
I thought they were frozen burgers.
No.
No, I didn't think so.
So the mac and cheese bites, I would give like a 3.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
1. I hated them. I thought they were terrible.
I didn't like the buns.
Me either. So anyway.
I will say, I actually did like the buns.
What did you get?
A rodeo burger. It had bacon, onion rings,
barbecue sauce,
and cheddar cheese, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you got a side salad.
And the burger was a little bit dry, but I thought the flavor was decent.
Oh, no. But you had
sauce. I'm not going to lie. I actually liked Maggie's burger because I ended up eating it the next morning.
Ew.
What?
Yeah.
It sat in the car.
Kayla, there was like... I hated mine and hers.
So, originally...
Kayla, it was sat in the car.
It was cool. It was like refrigerated.
Oh, my goodness. So, what do you rate yours?
I mean, I think it was like a 3.5.
I'd give it a 3.5 too.
Okay. I got.
Why don't you? No, you know what? You know what I got? I got a grilled cheeseburger, but I didn't end up eating that.
And I got a garlic parmesan burger.
We switched.
But me and Kayla ended up trading.
Mm-hmm.
You Which said good her thing, burger was good.
Yeah, good thing bad. We did trade because Kayla got hers medium and I got mine well done, but my original burger was medium and hers was well done.
Yeah.
So we had, like, I wouldn't have eaten it anyway because it was pink.
Mine was cooked how I wanted it cooked.
The garlic parmesan burger was a no for me.
I didn't think it was awful, but I didn't try it either.
I took one bite and I was like, no.
It was a lot. Like, there was just too much going on.
It was like you bit into a fucking garlic clove.
That was what I was going to say. So, like, it was like minced garlic. Like that it was like there, they, and I felt like I literally was eating it out of the jar.
Yes. It was like somebody put, like, a industrial sized spoon in the jar and just slapped it on top and then threw some grated cheese on it. Yeah. It was greasy.
It was so wet.
It was like the most wet burger I've ever
had. At least I really know that Katie was not pleased with this burger.
And I love
it. Because her Massachusetts accent is coming out
right now. And I love garlic. Like, I put it in everything.
Yeah. I put that shit on everything.
It was too much. I couldn't. It was excessive. It was nasty. So me and Kayla traded.
Well, you guys, if you can hear that.
It's the lawnmower.
I think it's a weed whacker.
It's a lawnmower.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a lawnmower.
It's a lawnmower.
It's Dave. He's mowing the lawn.
Dave.
So I didn't like it. Me and Kayla traded. I got waffle fries. I thought the fries were the best part of my dinner.
Same. I got curly fries. They were pretty good.
I got a salad. And
you liked it.
The salad was good. The Great Lost Bear salad was fucking nasty. I would rather eat at the Dewdrop Inn than the Great Lost Bear again.
Same.
I'd go back to the Great Lost Bear for that fucking chicken any day.
I think, honestly, had we got the wings here, we would have liked them.
Like, I would rather go to the Great Lost Bear.
$20 for fucking
12 wings was kind of weird.
Ridiculous. Yeah. 100%.
I would rather eat at the Great Lost Bear because they had good chicken.
Yeah. And I forgot about the chicken because...
But...
Everything else sucks.
Yeah, but we have to... I feel like if we had gotten, like, a burger, it probably would have been a lot better. At the Great Lost Bear.
The barley.
Kind of like if we got chicken wings at this place, we'd probably have a different...
Barley.
So I give... Both burgers that me and you ate, a 2.
Combined?
Like, each one of them, I wouldn't give more than a 2.
I say.
Yeah, mine was really probably, I would say,
So the grilled cheesy burger was, like, a burger in the middle of a grilled cheese, but the grilled cheese, it was a bun flipped over, but it was, like, pre-packaged Kraft cheese wrapped in plastic. Definitely. It was nasty. So I threw the bun. Oh. That's why I took the bun off, and I was just eating the burger, which had no seasoning.
Fanta make the rest of
it. It was just not a good time.
Yeah, Fanta, I didn't... The one thing I didn't like was the bun. I didn't like the bun.
I couldn't... I didn't like the bun on the garlic
burger. I actually
didn't
mind the bun. It was just really
wet.
But
the thing is, like, you ordered the food, and we went in there, like, 10 minutes later, and it was all... Everything was soggy.
Yeah. I mean, that's our fault for eating the car, but we literally couldn't get seated.
It's not like we waited long for the food, though. No. It shouldn't have been as wet.
There was nowhere to sit.
As we were waiting for the food.
we went to a gas station to go pee-pee.
In Derby.
And,
Derby is scary.
Roll them up, lock them up, my friends. Yeah. Jesus.
There was somebody shooting up in the bathroom at Cumbie's.
Yep. There's like a, what, there a 1-in-40 chance of being victim of a violent crime.
Somebody was watching me put my money away, which was scary. And I have anxiety about people as it is, so I was like, we gotta go. It made my stomach hurt. So, overall, I give the do drop in, like, a 2, and maybe don't drop in.
I give the restaurant about a 3.
You're being generous. I'm being generous with my 2.
This is my thing. It's a local place, and it's a local bar, and you can tell when you go in there.
It's more, you go there for a beer and maybe some wings.
Right.
I don't know. But the review said the burgers were great, and this was great, and that was great, and I just, like, wasn't...
Strongly disagree.
No, I think Connecticut people have a bad taste.
Well, Connecticut people don't know how to drive.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
So that's it for your eats. We'll put pictures up of the establishment, a.k.a. Kayla's car. and the food.
We don't want to show them what her car actually looks like.
No.
My car is beautiful.
Someone will call the police and be like, you need to condemn her vehicle immediately. So, on our way home, because we got kicked out of Connecticut pretty early, we stopped at Medfield State Hospital.
I was, like, falling asleep on the car ride home.
Yep, you were. And like we said, Medfield never disappoints.
Yep.
So we get there.
I love Medfield. Me too.
And our usual pull-in was being inhabited by, like, 10 buses.
More than 10. That was weird.
10 school buses.
Well, we were going to pull all the way in, but because we had already gone through the mishap with the Connecticut cops, we didn't want to go through it again.
So... And then we saw the buses, and we didn't know if they were filming. Well, they were filming something there, which I found out the other night. A movie called Mutants.
The New Mutants or something?
It comes out in April.
Oh, is that the one you showed us the trailer for?
Yeah.
That looked kind of cool.
Yeah. That was filmed there. So we didn't know if they were filming or if all of a sudden they're using the property to house the buses for the town, like the school buses. So we went to the other entrance.
Where, like, that patrol house is.
Mm-hmm. So it looked like that truck that was in the back, the police truck, had been pulled out recently. Like, there were tire marks on the ground.
Well, it definitely is used, because when we walked back
the
there...
The tires are full and everything, too.
Yeah. So it looked like that had been pulled out, probably for the filming. The usual light was on. It felt different. And it looked different. Yeah. Not totally, but, like, certain things were off, I feel like.
I kind of felt like we were being watched.
Me too.
So this
Me
time.
Too.
Yeah.
I usually don't get creeped out at that entrance that we're at.
No, me either. And I did.
Yeah.
So from where we were standing, you could see the buses. I saw something run across the front of the buses, which.
I mean, it could have potentially been a person. We don't know what's over there.
Yeah, but why are you running around in the middle of the night? Like, at that point, it was almost midnight.
Right.
And then we. I kept seeing something walk in front of, beyond the gate, like, right in front of where you would pull in if you could pull in there. I kept seeing something walk back and forth. And then we heard
the church bells.
And I don't know why, but it, like, chilled me to the bone.
But the church bells should not have been...
It was 11:23, I think.
It was 11:26.
Same thing.
So... There was no reason for the bells to be ringing. And then I said the church bells, and you said, I think it's the train.
Right.
So then we sped off and took toward the train tracks. There was no train.
No.
No train, no sign of a train. The lights weren't blinking.
A car had just driven by.
Like, there was no way this train went by.
Also, this is a cargo train in general, so when it goes by, it takes a while.
It's like a good 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So when we drove down, we turned back around, we came back to the hospital. But when we were coming back, the fog had appeared.
Yep. It got really, really misty.
Which really, was really fucking weird. That was the weirdest fog I've ever seen in my life.
Not until the second time we heard it.
Yeah.
And went back down. It was like, almost like two humans were floating across the street.
It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
So we went back, and we're standing there, and I turned the spirit box on, and I was... asking if anything wanted to communicate, and I said, if you want to communicate, ring the bells again. And the fucking train bells or whatever immediately
Within like 10 seconds.
If that rang again. So again, we took off to the train tracks, and there really was a train this time.
But that mist.
The mist was scary. Mist.
So weird.
So then we were coming back from the train tracks, and there was a car behind us. And the car had one headlight. It was really fucking creepy looking. So I said, don't pull in just yet. Keep going. We'll turn around. So we drove down the road, and then
I want to state the fact that when I drove down the road.
Just, no. So we're driving, and I told Kayla, like, there's nowhere to pull, so it's just, when you find a street, pull down it. There was no streets. It was a straight road. And then, finally there was a road, and the car ended up turning down it, so we didn't. And Kayla did a U-turn.
That's all I did, so was a U-turn.
When you do a U-turn, you end up on the same road, just the opposite direction, right?
Wrong, apparently. Wrong.
So we did a U-turn.
We didn't realize it for a few minutes, though.
No, well, you had said, like, we're going way too far.
Well, no, I was like, what is taking so long?
Yeah, you said we didn't drive this far. And I said, I know. And then I started thinking that complex that's on the side, we haven't driven by that. I'm like, okay. We were, like, in a totally different...
This is my thing. I could understand if there was a fork in the road and maybe it was the wrong fork.
No fork.
But there wasn't.
Literally, we went straight. You did a U-turn. We went straight back the other way. And we ended up in a different town.
I was just so confused. And we have never ended up over there before.
Ever. No. It was a weird way that we had never, ever seen gone. And we've been up and down that road. We've been up and down Route 127 or whatever it is. We've been to the center of town.
We weren't even close to there.
No. We had been to the center of town because that's where we ate last time. That's where the Cumbies is that we go to the bathroom.
Even when we decided to leave, we ended up in a completely different
route. Area. It was weird.
It wasn't like a place that we'd ever gone home.
It was like we were driving. And then we started seeing things that, coincided with places that we've been. Like, we saw Knollwood Drive, which is where Annabelle's house was.
I mean, it wasn't called Knollwood Drive, but it was still Knollwood.
Yeah. And then we saw the Honeywell, which is the Honeywell Cemetery.
Which was connected to the Anderson Cemetery.
And that, things were just, coinciding with places we had been.
And then we saw, that church that looked like,
The Mercy Brown Church. So it's like we were stuck in a universe of places we had investigated.
And I said that would make a great book.
It would make a great book. I'm going to write it. I'm going to steal my idea.
So
I'm calling it now.
We put the GPS on to go home.
Yep.
And you were like, watch out for deer.
I said, watch out for deer. 5 minutes later, I'm like, look out, there's a deer.
And Kayla's like, where?
So it was on.
I was half asleep.
It was on the left. And then, so it comes out and it's standing in the middle of the road.
It looked like it was going to run all the way across.
Yeah, so we stopped. And then it started walking down the middle of the road. And I beeped at it. It was like stumbling. I don't know if he was hurt.
It didn't look right to me.
Yeah, it didn't.
Zombie deer.
Kayla. Is it a puppy?
Yeah, it didn't look right. He was like stumbling. Maybe he was hurt. I don't know. And then finally he got out of the road. And, took off into the woods. But it was weird. We have a video of the deer.
We do. We'll post that for you.
Yeah, because
Kayla thought it was a zombie deer.
What did she say? Stupid.
Yeah, you're being mean to her. You're like, get out of the way, stupid. Dumbass. Fucking rude. So, it was really, it was very strange. Medfield, I feel like, nothing normal ever happens at Medfield.
No. I love Medfield.
Yeah. Said you always feel like you're coming off a bad trip when we leave there or something, you said.
Yeah, I do. I always feel like I'm coming off a drugs when I leave that place. Which is weird. I don't know why. But weird shit always happens.
Always.
There.
Never
like,
disappoints.
The train guy, just listen to the Medfield episode if you haven't, because Jesus Christ, that place is just weird.
So that was our adventure this week.
Well, we had been to Medfield a couple of times after we recorded.
Yeah. So after we recorded the episode, Kayla and I went back once.
This was the... me, you, and Maggie went back first.
Did we?
Yep.
No, we recorded...
No, we went back for the episode.
Did we? Okay. Yeah.
And then you and I went back on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And you saw the shadow creature crawling next to the car.
Legit. looked and like I saw the human people, crawling on the ground.
I saw the people dancing.
Yeah.
And then we went back with my sister.
On the 17th.
So, like, just a few days after that. And we saw...
That's things were saw. Growling at her.
Well, that's... Yep, something growled at her. And then we saw all the candles were lit. There were those weird Christmas lights on in the church.
Yep.
I saw
something...
Me and
Shayna tried to walk all the way down to the church, but it felt like something was, like, watching us.
I saw something walking, like, up by the church.
And there was a huge fucking spider that came out of nowhere into the car.
And that weird deer that Shayna saw.
Well, the deer wasn't weird. The deer was fine, but when she was talking to the deer, something
like growled.
From the other side of the road was like...
And she, like, booked it back in the car.
I didn't hear it.
I don't know how you didn't.
I don't know how you didn't.
It was so loud. So Medfield never disappoints. Like, I would like to do another...
Wait, have we talked about the candy situation that happened?
Yeah.
We did? That was okay, I didn't know what that was.
No, we had candy this time, too. I would like to do another, like, full investigation there one night.
Yeah.
Maybe a bonus episode or something.
Yeah. So, that was our adventure this week.
Like, Connecticut would have been really awesome had we not been kicked.
I think I want to try to get permission to go there.
I think we go...
To the cemetery?
No, to the...
I would go back to the cemetery, though.
I would try to get permission to go there, too, but I would like to get permission to be able to be on the grounds at night of the hospital.
Right.
Which I feel like...
People go there.
I know.
You see it, but...
But we had already just been told, like, you can't go here at night, so...
Yeah, I didn't want to risk it again.
I feel like if we explain to them, like, this is what we're doing, we're not going to go into the buildings, we're not, like, you can have a security guard patrol the area while we're there, we don't care. Just, like, I feel like they might...
When we ask permission, I feel like, typically, I end up with, like, generally nice people, and they usually call me back. It's like,
except
Connecticut,
the fucking castle.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, that lady was a bitch, but the Connecticut people have been really nice.
They have,
like,
been
every time
really
I've
nice.
Called.
The Guntown guy was nice. Even the Union guy, even though we had to say no.
Yeah, he was like, really nice. And he gave me a call back, too.
Right. So, I think if we tried to get permission and explained everything, like, I think we might be able to, so I'd like to try to do that sometime.
Yeah.
Before, like, it gets really wintry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our episode. That was our adventure this week. Unfortunately, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of scared about the guy. Well, I don't know if it was a guy, but whatever I saw in the woods, yeah.
That was really fucking creepy. You didn't even see it.
I didn't see it.
Like, it was terrifying, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like we would have got so much if we were allowed to stay there.
It was definitely, the cemetery was definitely, definitely active. And haunted, for sure.
I do have to say, though, nothing has scared me more than the Anderson Cemetery still.
Well, we still have that.
That was a weird place.
We still have that special when we're going Halloween week. That one's supposed to deliver.
Is there a way for me to get permission to go there so we don't end up screwing?
I don't want to ask, and then they say no, and then they come and get us.
Okay.
I'm just going to wing it. I'm just going in.
So far, we've had...
We've been very lucky.
Right. We, I mean, out of 13s, we've only been kicked out of 2.
Right. And we've only gotten permission for a few.
Right.
So, like, we have been pretty lucky. So, but yeah. I would say that place is for sure haunted.
Right.
I believe that the Warrens went there and said it was haunted for sure. That fucking thing in the woods was terrifying. So, that's it.
We hope that you guys continue to listen to us.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
And we hope you come back next week. We don't know where we're going, but we'll figure it out.
We're probably going to stay closer
We're probably
going to
stay
home.
Closer to Massachusetts next week, because the following week we're going on our Halloween adventure. Email us, butitshaunted@gmail.com. Keep submitting your stories. So we can make another listeners episode. Instagram @ButIt'sHaunted. Twitter @ButIt'sHaunted. And
rate us 5 stars on Apple.
Rate us on Apple, please. Or wherever. Just rate us and subscribe, please.
And
share us with your friends.
If you guys have been to the places, like any of the places that we've been to, we want to know.
Yeah, we want to know if you experienced anything, if you have any suggestions, if you live in the New England area.
I mean, like, even if they haven't experienced anything, I just want to know if anyone has gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Let us know. And yeah, that's it. Bye.
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 I'm ready to eat.
Oh, same.
God. All right.